AircheckDownloads.com.
Anyway, this lady called Josie said, "Hey, Aid, when are we going to see you on Top of the Pops 2? Since you were on a whole load of Top of the Pops in the past." It's true, I was. I was on about five or six of them, I think. And I frankly, I'm just dreading the day when they find it and they play it, because I'm just going to be hiding under something. It just makes me cringe every time I see it. 4 minutes to a Capital Gold.
Love is only true and fair.
This is Capital Gold from Kent. Yesterday on The Breakfast Show on Capital Gold, and all this week, we've been giving away tickets for the Marlow Theatre in Canterbury, which is a lovely theatre. You been to the Marlow there yet, Josie?
No, afraid not.
Because Josie only moved in here a little while ago, you know. And so she's still got to see all the best places. So the Marlow Theatre is lovely theatre. I've actually appeared there myself in Panto.
Have you?
Yeah, I was in Aladdin. I was the genie of the... the lamp, I think. Genie of the Ring or Genie of the Lamp. Yeah. I really loved it. Last night, the show was on Manhattan Nights, featuring the music of Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond. On the telephone line, one of the ladies who won tickets to go and see it is waiting to speak to me. Hi, who's there, please?
Hi, it's Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. How did the show go at the Marlow?
It was absolutely brilliant. Craig, who played Neil Diamond, he was fantastic.
So I gather...
He was absolutely brilliant.
He really did sound very close, apparently.
Yes, he did. Yes.
And also, I mean, the songs are really memorable. Did you sing along?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I'm going to see Neil Diamond in July at Earls Court.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to that. But yes, the seats were brilliant. It was a fantastic show.
That's good. And I understand, as the evening got on, from one other person who phoned me earlier this morning, the Marlow Theatre is a nice place for it. For I understand it was pretty full, but towards the end, more and more people get more and more into it, and it was a real good ending, and the whole thing sort of looked good as well. The backing singers were also very good, I hear.
Yeah, and, well, the girl, she was very, very good, because she sang a duet with Barbara Streisand, and she was very good.
Excellent. Now, listen, thanks for letting me know. It's really nice when people have been out to see a show to actually find out how it went. So,
good.
Unfortunately, anyone else who wants to see it, you can't, because it was the one night only at the Marlow Theatre in Canterbury. But we do these things from time to time, even if they're running for a week or two, or if they're just one night. So keep listening to Capital Gold, because this is where you get the tickets from. Thanks for calling me. Have a lovely day and a nice weekend.
Thank you very much.
Bye,
love.
Bye. Bye.
Bijou Plumbers, Halifax.
Subject to local availability, 12-month contract and connection fee. Other conditions apply.
On 12:42 and 6:03 a.m., this is Kent's Capital Gold.
It's 8 o'clock by winning in Dublin against All Odds.
I've never seen All Odds play. Are they a very good team? It's 5 minutes past eight. The weather today, another fine day. Plenty of sunshine, light winds, highs of 7. Tonight's going cool again, down to 2 degrees Celsius. Capital Gold for breakfast, and one of my listeners is moved to Wales. He was living around Kentway, and after a long period of deliberation, they've gone off to Wales, and they've got a nice little place up in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Dakota, somewhere like that, up in Welsh Wales. And he's trying to get his head round all the modern conveniences that have been fitted into the home. He's all right with the cooker, and he can understand the microwave oven okay. But he's having trouble with the washing machine. He's put a couple of his shirts in there, closed the lid, pulled the handle, and he hasn't seen them since. He also said, why can't we get Capital Gold? Well, in Welsh Wales, up the mountains, you may need digital radio. Digital radio is the future of radio, and Capital Gold will be very much involved with digital radio, and already is to some extent. So costs a bit at the moment, but the prices will be coming down in the future. And it's not just a radio that has digital written on the front. A lot of people are getting confused about this, because a lot of shops are selling radios with the word digital on, and they then think it's a digital radio, and I think we're going to have to overcome this confusion. Digital radio is a different broadcasting system altogether, and ordinary radios can't receive it, but the quality is unbelievable. Listen to Capital Gold. We'll give you more information about this as the technology advances. 14 minutes past 8.
Well, with a combi system on your central
heat. Meet Ian Marsh. It's Capital Golf for Breakfast. Got a wind-up coming up in just a moment. Bit of fun on the phones. Just been speaking to Juliet. Hi, Juliet. She went to the show last night at the Marlow as well and made the observation that the show, you know, was slightly slow getting going, but once it got going, it really took off. And then towards the end, it was really the best. And the dancing at the end was really superb as well. And said thanks for the tickets. Well, thank you. And thanks to the Marlow Theatre for sorting it all out. It's 22 minutes past 8.
Lincoln Pine presents...
It's Capital Golf for Breakfast. 0845 1242 603. Joe's got the news before then. Bit of Paul Simon. 28 to 9. Look at that sunshine. They did say it was going to be a pleasant day today. Plenty of sunshine. But cold as well. Now, where are you going on the weekend, Joe?
Don't point at me. It's rude.
Sorry.
I'm afraid I'm working here. But I'm going for a meal with my family at some point.
You're not going up Norfolk, you're going up London, aren't you? Because you go back to Norfolk. Because I've just been speaking to someone on the telephone called Juliet, and she goes back to Norfolk.
Does she?
Weekends as well, yeah.
Does she?
So a lot of people go there. It must
Hi,
be
Juliet.
Like the hip place to go, Norfolk, I think.
You'd like it. You'd really like it.
I used to
the
go to
Norfolk coastline is
yeah.
second to none.
I used to go out with the Norfolk Broad. I used to go, sorry, sailing on the Norfolk Broad. And I love it up there. It's so open spaces and lovely bits.
Yeah.
Mind you, the Broads isn't what it used to be, is it? There's lots of hooligans and things and charging around. And it's a bit overcrowded and things.
No.
But now it's all going to be better because they're getting someone really good in to sort it out, apparently.
What's he on about?
I don't know.
You haven't got a clue, have you?
No, I'm sorry. 27 minutes to 9, in fact, and here comes the latest news headlines on the 15th of February with the details. Josie Meering reporting.
Good morning. A fire's blazing at a detention centre for asylum seekers in Bedfordshire.
Aircheckdownloads.com.